Very glad that softball is continuing into this weekend. We'll have all of those games for you live on USF Bulls Unlimited. For sure, we know Friday at 2 o'clock, win that one against the Gators, which would be an upset against the number 4 team in the country. They'll play again Saturday at 2. Were they to lose Friday, they would play Saturday at 4:30 and then hope to keep on going for a second game that night. There are four other squads with their season still going. Of course, baseball, as we said, will start a series with East Carolina. Doubleheader begins at 2 o'clock, so 1:45 airtime Thursday, with yours truly calling both ends of that doubleheader live on USF Bulls Unlimited. East Carolina, by the way, 36-11, 18-6 in the conference. They don't have quite the scary lineup as they've had in recent years, but they still are very good, obviously. We'll tell you a lot more on them on the pregame show. Mentioned that the Bulls were a little bit tired maybe on Tuesday. Did you know their last two weekends they had road trips? And I didn't know this until yesterday. So they finished up on time on their Sunday games. But Memphis, there were flight issues all around the place, and they ended up sleeping in the Memphis airport, getting out of there Monday morning early. And that was fun compared to this past weekend where they left Wichita. They were going to go to Dallas on the flight and then come on home. There were issues in Dallas with weather. Their flight kept getting delayed, and so finally, Coach Mull said, let's get a bus, let's drive the 5.5 hours to Dallas, get a little sleep in a hotel in Dallas on Monday, and then get home late on Monday night. That's right, for a game that finished on time Sunday afternoon, the Bulls got back to Tampa Monday night around 10 o'clock. So how was your weekend? So they'll be ready to go and be at home the rest of the way. They get to host East Carolina and then host the conference tournament over at the Phillies Complex in Clearwater. Everybody plays next Thursday. Then it goes according to who wins, who loses. We'll get more into the schedule, obviously, later on this week. But just know that we'll have all those games as well on Unlimited. And Jim Lauk will be joining me in the booth for every single one of those. And the Bulls, no auspices here. They definitely know for the baseball side they're going to have to win the conference tournament to extend their season. And it's possible the way they've got the bats going and some solid starting pitching. So on Friday and Saturday, as that series resumes, that action will be on Bulls Unlimited 2. We will simulcast the ESPN Plus call with Jim Lauk on the microphone. That'll be almost like a Bulls Unlimited friendly call. In fact, it will be. And then while that's happening, of course, on Unlimited, we'll have the games from Gainesville. That should be fun. We told you that there are four of the teams going track and field with its conference champion winners. We'll know that they're advancing to the next stage, and that would be the NCAA East prelims over in Jacksonville at UNF, actually. Tomorrow is the selection show for all the at-large invites, and it's a lot based on time. So, hey, the Houston Cougars might have won a lot of events, but you saw the Bulls celebrating with some of their second, third, and even fourth place finishes because some of those were school records, and those are going to be good enough to get them to that next stage. The 2021 Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships, the preliminaries are in Jacksonville and in College Station. The Bulls would specifically be going to Jacksonville, and anyone that advances past that stage gets to go to Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, for the championships in a few weeks. While that is the present, the future Bulls are still being added. USF's track and field Twitter page was announcing three new additions yesterday. Sanique Walker, a transfer from the University of Texas, sprinter, also does hurdles. Also, Jaden Francis, who is out of the IMG Academy and from the Cayman Islands, a middle distance runner. That's one area that the Bulls certainly could use some additions. I know that they're looking to quote-unquote fill holes on the roster, and that's kind of what's important when it comes to track and field. You saw Wichita State's men's team finish second to Houston. They couldn't compete with them in the sprints. Did you see the one race where there were 8 participants and 7 of them were from Houston? Anyway, there are certain areas that you can improve in. Wichita State did a lot with the decathlon and the javelin and that kind of thing to score points. Another future Bull, Amelia Richardson, who is from Cypress Lake High School in Fort Myers. She is a thrower. Said that women's soccer has given the green light to mention a new member of the team. And first thing I thought when I saw this name was, I need help pronouncing it. She is from Iceland, and, well, I went to my go-to former Bulls standout, of course, Andrea Hawk's daughter, who's over in Iceland. I said, any way you could give me a video of how to say this young lady's name? just to give you the spelling, the first name is V-A-L-G-E-R-D-U-R. Then it's V-A-L-S-D-O-T-T-I-R. It's not impossible to pronounce, but I know that they just say things a little bit differently with the names in Iceland. And so Andre gave us the American pronunciation and the real one.
So I'm sure you say like Valgarður Valsdóttir. That's my guess how you would say it. But in Icelandic, it is Valgarður Valsdóttir. And I'm sure she's going to be called Vala or something like that. That's my guess.
Your guess is way better than mine. See, there's H sounds in both names. No H in either name. Thank you very much, Andy. And look forward to meeting Vala down the road. And the two other teams still going. First of all, sailing is actually competing in the national championships. Good article on GoUSFBulls.com. It's today and tomorrow. Bulls finished 14th in the nation last time around. There are 18 participants. We'll let you know how they do on Friday's show. And, of course, men's golf. But after a very tough finish in the second round, finishing in the top five may be very difficult. Bulls were doing all right, but the last few holes really got them. In fact, the last three holes, the Bulls as a team shot a combined 9 over with 3 double bogeys in there. It put them 20 shots out of the fifth spot. And, of course, number five is where you want to finish. It's shaping up for the top five ranked teams in this regional in Indiana to advance. But listen, if the Bulls finish in the top five, forget not doing a Bulls beat on Thursday. We'll do a special interview with members of the team. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to take a big-time comeback to get there. Again, no show on Thursday. We'll see you guys on Friday. That'll do it for Bulls Beat. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.